Well, the first word that comes to mind when you ask me a question like that is that it has been challenging, because we have in our mandate, first and foremost, to protect civilians, and civilians have suffered all over South Sudan in the year 2015 due to the conflict and due to the fighting. So we have tried our best to fulfill our mandate under very difficult conditions. So challenging is the word that comes to mind.
Could you maybe give us an overview of the recent political development in the country, and how likely will it impact on the citizens of South Sudan?
Well, you know that a peace agreement was signed between the government and the SPLA, SPLM in opposition, and the former detainees in August 2015. And we were all eager for implementation of that agreement to commence. Unfortunately, that was delayed because the SPLA, SPLM in opposition were not here in Juba to discuss in the various bodies in the peace agreement. But now they are here. They came in on Monday, the first team, and we already on Tuesday had the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission meeting, and I know there were meetings yesterday and again today. So hopefully, this is the start of the implementation of the peace agreement.
So how will the mission be engaged in this process of the peace agreement implementation?
The mission got a new mandate by the United Nations Security Council on the 15th of December. And in anticipation of the implementation of the peace agreement, the Security Council authorized us to support that implementation in a number of areas. We participate in many of the bodies. We will support the new monitoring and verification team, CTSAM, to monitor the ceasefire. We will increase our support for them. We will have been authorized to participate in the training of the Joint Integrated Police and a number of other areas. We will do our utmost to support the implementation of the peace agreement.